Phoenix FM. We are here, day two of the Rise Festival, backstage with a band called Bad Sounds. Hi, guys.
Hiya.
You alright?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you two?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, also good.
Now, there's more members of the band as well. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Ewan, this is Callum, and the other guys are Sam, Olivia and Charlie, and I think they're having a drink right now somewhere.
So you drew the short straw, or are you the communicators for the band?
More of the communicators, yeah.
Now, I was going to say, you're both from Bath, but you're not, are you? You've got a sort of Bath-Bristol type thing going on.
Technically, we're from a town called Chippenham, which is kind of...
That's Wiltshire, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like half an hour away from Bristol and Bath. But we grew up there, and then we just both moved to like the closest cities when we were old enough to.
We're brothers. So,
right, yeah. But Chippenham, I mean, didn't Madonna live near there? You know, it's got a bit of a music heritage.
Chippenham?
Well, she lived in Wiltshire.
Somewhere. But that shows you how Chippenham is. The closest thing is like Madonna lived somewhere near.
Eddie Cochran died there. That's the biggest thing that happened.
That's true.
Oh, is that the famous thing about Chippenham?
Yeah. Died in a car crash. Literally right by our dad's house.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, so your dad wasn't there at the time.
No,
absolutely. Well, look, you've got an album out, and that was only released yesterday. So this is what? The debut gig for your album?
It was our first full band gig. We did like a little in-store show yesterday in Kingston. But yeah, the album came out yesterday. It was the weirdest day. It was like... I kept saying it feels like my birthday or something. I kept getting texts from people being like, congratulations, and like, it's just a really funny old day to be alive, to have like one of your biggest dreams come true.
I mean, I've got to ask, in terms of names, you're a band called Bad Sounds, and that's bad as in good, isn't it? And your album, well, yeah, your album is Get Better. And so what's the link there between Bad Sounds and Get Better?
Well, we were basically... It was more that when the album title fitted with the name, we kind of realised that like a couple of days after, and we was like, oh, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's kind of lifting. But
We did that on purpose. Yeah, no.
Well, it came from the whole Get Better thing. We really wanted... We're kind of obsessed with albums and always said we get more into albums than we do artists. And
it's a good era for that because you're Pink Vinyl and everything else. You're out there, aren't you?
Yeah, true. Yeah. But we were like... We were kind of obsessed with the idea of doing an album, and we really wanted it to feel like a cohesive thing rather than just like a collection of 13 songs. So we were kind of, we didn't want to like force a theme, but we were listening through to see if there was anything we could play off. And there was this kind of like, just naturally in a lot of the lyrics that we chose for the album, it kind of had this poking fun at this like self-help Instagram kind of stuff you see a lot of the minute. And so this like term of Get Better came up time and time and again, and it was just like, oh, okay, this is starting to fit together. And then when we had that, we just played off it a lot more.
And it's weird, it just seemed to apply to so many different aspects of making our first album, learning about writing songs in a different way, growing up as people, sort of like quitting our like day jobs, and like just growing up and just, I don't know, just getting better. It just seemed to apply to every aspect of what we're doing.
Hopefully, I mean, the music, anyway. The type of music that you do as well, I mean, it's very heavily influenced, isn't it? And I think parents come into that as well in terms of influence from certain people. And I mean, Beck seems to be a major influence, but then it's sort of, as you said before, Beck trying to be Prince and, you know.
Yeah, well, like Ewan said, is we get obsessed with certain albums. And like it, I wouldn't say that it's like everything Beck does has an influence what we do, but certainly Odelay, which was produced by the Dust Brothers, who also produced Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys, another album that really influenced, especially when we were starting out. But I think, I don't know.
I think, to be fair, I think that's a lot of the early stuff that came out, which I do get, but I think it was kind of, before we started Bad Sounds, I was really heavily focused on more sort of straight up hip hop stuff, and Cal was doing more pop band stuff. And then I think when we came together, that was such a natural mediator as well that we were both really into.
But then De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, there's all that as well, which does cross over the two anyway.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, for me, I think the artists we always really like and cite as a big influence are the ones that just kind of mash genres pretty, like, I don't know what the term is, but kind of
transcend
about it.
yeah.
Just because it's like 3 Feet High and Rising obviously does that, Odelay does that, Demon Days by Gorillaz is a massive one for us as well, does that, and like Saint Elsewhere by Niles Barkley.
But, I mean, we've always said that we kind of approach songwriting in that way as well. The way that traditional hip hop would take a small sample from a great song, maybe even a terrible song, and just like pick that great bit and just sort of like chuck that in with another bit from another song. And we've sort of done that with albums we like and artists we like certain stylistic things that Marvin Gaye's done or Dust Brothers do, like, you know, just taking little bits. And I feel like that's a lot of people kind of find it hard to put us into a genre.
So difficult when you're talking about music.
Exactly, because we like so much different music, and I think that's because we sort of cherry pick little bits from different eras and different artists that
it intrigues me. So you've got this new album out. I mean, in terms of you're selling the album because of the way that you're talking about it now. But the questions that spring to mind for me, wow, you know, samples, how do you clear them? It must take forever to do it.
Well, we kind of write with samples, and it used to be a massive thing for us. But we basically, the main thing for us was always break beats and that kind of stuff. So we basically learned how to record drums so they sound like they're from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Basically did a load of research online and bought some equipment of that era, and we spent a lot of time just recording our own samples to make it sound like it's that stuff. But we do use it a lot as like placeholder while we're writing, and then we swap it out later on. I find it's really good like starting point stuff when you don't have, when you want something to like kick off a song or like kick off an idea.
It's almost like the vibe's already there if you're using a sample to like to base something off, and then you're sort of chasing that for the rest of the track and trying to keep that going. So,
but it's better when you're live as well, because it's all your own stuff then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, I love the sound of those sampled things. That's like a big part for me. Like, and it's why we use a sampler on stage, because I really, it's the way it's like processed and it all glues together, I think, is such an important part of our sound.
You've already done your set. How did that go?
It was good.
Yeah, it was cool. It's cool. It's like, you never really know what to expect with our festival, so it's always, I feel like every time you walk on, it's a bit of a gamble, but it was good.
Fantastic. Well, look, if people want to find out more, they can head over to your website and get physical copies of your album as well. What's the best way they can get over to your website? It's at realbadsounds.com.
And any kind of social media, it's all Real Bad Sounds, at Real Bad Sounds.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to us, guys.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.